I didn't actually see the movie itself. I saw part of it, really, but not the whole thing. But I did see another one where the Wonder Woman comes in, and she's just this amazing, she has super speed and super strength, and she can just take out the bad guy and just really just come move in when there's trouble and save the day. I didn't go to the movie at the theater, but I heard from people that it was really a great movie. So I don't know how spiritual it was, but entertainment-wise, you know, just good entertainment-wise. And so I, when I watch entertainment superhero movies, I try not to draw too many spiritual parallels. But today I get to draw a little bit of a parallel, Wonder Mom. And I thought about moms and how moms, the attributes of mom. And I thought that would be a great title for a message. I thought about another title, Mom, You Rock. But then every time I use words like that, the younger people say, stop that. It just doesn't sound right coming out of your mouth. So Wonder Mom. Really, today's message is about the good things that moms are, moms have been, and the positive things that we can look to in moms. Genesis 1, 27 and 28 tells us that in order for God to represent his image on earth, he had to create male and female. Now, I've said this over and over and over again. Certain things in Genesis, we just kind of have to repeat over and over and over, because Genesis gives us a background of understanding a lot of things in the world today, a lot of things in the Bible that comes after it. So we find in this particular one that the very image of God requires male and female to be represented here on earth. And so why would we be putting one another down? Why would we be insulting each other and be in this place where we're against one another? God isn't divided. That's not what God's plan was from the beginning. Any of that kind of thing that happens is really made of man. It's not made of God. So what we want to do is go back to God and see how things how he created it to be. Part of this image of God that God put in us, he says, as people who have parents, he says, honor your father and mother. Many times in the Bible it says this, honor your father and mother. And that's only fitting, isn't it? When we understand that the image of God is contained, is wrapped up in our father and mother, then it's fitting and proper that we honor them. Now, because our parents are human, they won't be perfect, but that's not why we honor them, because they're perfect, only because they're perfect, only if they meet a certain criteria. God says, I want you to honor them because it is right. It is right to do this. And so on Mother's Day, we have a chance to pause and identify things that are honorable in moms. So I hope that today is going to be just a time of smiling and a time of really looking and just kind of enjoying this time together, getting another perspective on moms and dads. And dads will wait for a couple of weeks still, you know, wait to June for that. But let's take a moment to pray and go to our Heavenly Father. Father God, thank you so much that you have illuminated our hearts and our minds to things that are intended, how things were intended when you created us. Lord, the world has gone quite afar from that. And so, Lord, we come back to the blueprint that you gave us. And we want to look at the things that are honorable and noble today about moms. So, Father, I pray that you'd help us to recognize the good things in mom, even search for them, because we know that that goodness is there. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Our key verse for today is Proverbs 31:31. And it's a verse that some people, some women, want to hate. It's because it's like this perfect view of this perfect woman. How do I compare with this perfect woman? And you feel badly when you have this perfect person. But really, it really sets us a goal of something we can do in a model, if you will, of how to honor somebody. And so Proverbs 31:31 says, let's go ahead and read that together on the screen. Honor her for all her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Honor her. First of all, it says honor her. This is the model woman, if you will. And she's an exemplary person. And it says honor her for all her hands have done. In other words, identify the things that she's done that are good. It doesn't say that she's done everything perfectly, but there are some things that she has done that's good. Honor her for that. Let her works bring her praise at the city gate. The city gate is a very public place. It's the place where people would gather. It's a place where contracts, where deals were made, and I don't know if contracts were signed that per se, but deals were made on a handshake, and people would witness it. Give her honor. In other words, give her public praise. That's the idea of this verse. And so, you know, because Mother's Day is really has enjoyed a certain degree of honor for about 100 years in the United States, families have made it her day. And we remember Mom and all she means to us, and we go out to eat, we give her tokens of our love, and we say thank you. Even companies honor Mom. I saw this one ad in the paper, I'm not sure if you saw it, by a company, and it says, honor Mom this year with new flooring. It was really nice and had red and pink and everything, and new flooring? Wait, is this right? And it showed a mom lying down with her baby on the carpet. And it says, you can buy all these planks of wood for her mom for new flooring. Okay. Another one, I was looking at my lawnmower at home is a gas mower, so it kind of went on the blink. It's just a real chore to start it up all the time now. Last time I tried starting it up, I wasn't even able to start it up. So I got to look for a new lawnmower. And then I decided I looked at different kinds of lawnmowers. I settled on getting an electric lawnmower, and the kind you plug in. So I started looking at these reviews. And this one particular lawnmower caught my attention, one particular review of this lawnmower. It said, this is a fantastic mower. We have a fairly large backyard that was overgrown, and it easily cut the grass. It's surprisingly powerful and easy to use. I can't get over the price. It's a steal. I'll never go back to a gas mower. My husband absolutely loves it too. Okay. I'm not sure if this woman was a mom, but you can honor your mom by giving her a lawnmower. How about that, huh? Now, don't really do that. Okay, guys, don't really do that. But maybe gals, you can honor your husbands with a lawnmower. In fact, that's what I asked Amy for. So we'll see if she gets me a lawnmower. But there's so many virtuous qualities about mom to honor her. Let's just take a look at a few of them, okay? And this list goes on and on, but I just thought I'd point out a few here. First of all, devotion. The devotion and the faithfulness of a mother. And we have had in this story after story of a mother that would be willing to sacrifice her life for her children. And at her own risk, where she would do something that would be endangering her own life. And when God looks at something to compare his own devotion to, he looks at a mother. He chooses mothers. Isaiah 49:15 says, listen to this, can a mother forget her nursing child that she should have no compassion for the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. when God surveys the landscape and he thinks, what can I choose to communicate to humanity the devotion I have for them? He chooses mothers. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that astounding? So there's this idea of devotion. There's only one thing more devoted than moms, and that's God. Let's think about that. Another one is nurturing and caring. There's a story about a woman named Hannah in the Bible, in 1 Samuel, in the book of Samuel. If you know this story, she didn't have a child, couldn't get a child, had a hard time conceiving of a child. And so she went before the Lord and cried out to the Lord. The Lord blessed her with a child. And then as the child grew, she committed the child. The child's name was Samuel, to the Lord. And even as she said, after the child is weaned, that is no more personally dependent upon me, I will allow him to go and enter into the ministry of the Lord. And the child was just like 5 years old, 4 or 5 years old. And that's when she committed the child to the Lord. And then as the child grew, 1 Samuel says that she would make this clothes. She would sew the garments. And she would take the garments over to Samuel. Because the priest at the time was Eli. And I guess he wasn't too good at sewing. That would be my guess. So Hannah went over and sewed the clothes for her son. Such devotion. It made me think about, so I asked Amy, what are some things that you really appreciate about your mom? And she said she's a good baker, and she would make nantu. And I said, what's nantu? I know, it's not baking. Technically not baking. You can correct me after we go home. Oh, man. Okay, who knows what nantu is? Who doesn't know what nantu is? Oh, wow, right, yeah, a lot of us. Okay, it's Okinawan-style mochi, the kind with the brown covering on it. I really love that, delicious. But her mom would take care of the family and feed the family. And Proverbs 31:15 says, this mother gets up while it is still dark and provides food for her family. And when I was a kid, I thought that breakfast just kind of appeared in the morning. I might smell the eggs cooking, or I might smell the waffles. And my mom would make waffles. And that's why when we went out to eat, I wouldn't order waffles, because that was just kind of ordinary to me, because my mom would make waffles. And it took me a while before I grew up, really until I had my own kids, that I realized, oh, the eggs don't fry themselves. The waffles don't cook themselves. That's just kind of, you know, one of these everyday kinds of things that moms do. Elaine Nagasaki, I asked a number of other people. Elaine Nagasaki said, my mother would always make meals for us when we went to the beach. Sometimes peanut butter jelly sandwiches. Other times barbecue meat on the hibachi. Whatever it was, it always tasted so good. What's neat about this is that we have these memories of our moms that last us our lifetimes, don't they? Proverbs 31:21 says, when it snows, she, the mother, has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. That means she makes good clothes for them, in other words. And Amy said her mom was a good seamstress, and she had all these fancy sewing machines and things like that. And Amy appreciated that her mom made her prom dress. Now, my mom never made me a prom dress. Praise the Lord for that. But that was appropriate. But it's kind of a lost art maybe nowadays, huh? To be able to make that kind of clothes for your family. And Roberta shared that her mom would make her a new dress to wear to school after every holiday. And it was and she also was an excellent baker and a cook. And she made two main dishes for every meal, every night. Wow. That's pretty amazing. Forgiveness. How about this one? Forgiveness. I've never spoken on the forgiveness of a mom before, but why did I miss that? How can I miss that, right? And really, it's just like a seemingly endless ability to forgive that moms have. Proverbs 17:9 says, "He who covers over an offense promotes love, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends." There are people who keep bringing things up, right? But moms cover over offenses, just endless amount of offenses. If you can call the need to change a diaper an offense, then it starts really early. If you can call you overfed the baby and all over your shoulder, that you're going to have to forgive the child for. You can't hold it against the child, right? And that's just the beginning of a long series of forgiveness. And it just seems like an endless thing that moms have an ability to do. Waking up in the middle of the night, tending to your child, whether they're sick, taking their temperature, giving them a little medicine, or just comforting them. You know, kids love to play in water puddles, right? We had, our Cheyenne loves to, our granddaughter Cheyenne loves to play in water puddles, just like other kids. And we had a child who was staying with us for a while, and her family situation was such that it was better at that time for her to stay with us. So we really had this child in our home. And it would rain, and we're walking from the car to the house, and her feet's getting wet, Cheyenne's complaining, "My feet's getting wet, my feet's getting wet." And there's a water puddle in front of our house. And what does she do? What do you think she did? She walked right into the water puddle and stomp around on it. And, oh, like, why do you even think, pretend that you're afraid of the water puddle, your feet getting wet, when you're going to jump into the water puddle and get them all wet? So there are her and her friends jumping around in the water puddle. You may have seen her, Cheyenne and her friend, out there one of the rainy days that we had. They were stomping around in the mud, stomping all over the mud, and splattered all over our car. And I'll just say, we're on the topic of forgiveness. Let me just say that Amy handled it in a way that's different from the way I would have handled it. I might have had them walk home or something, you know. But Amy handled it with such forgiveness that just seems to be on and on. And you know how to take things in stride. You can't hold a grudge that way. And I think Donna Kikuchi shared that she's thankful that her mom had a gift of laughter. A gift of laughter. Imagine having a gift of laughter. You have to be able to take things in stride in order to have a gift of laughter. You have to be able to overlook offenses to have a gift of laughter. Because there are so many things in this world to be critical of. So forgiveness is another one that moms really portray a lot. Leadership. Here's one on leadership. I never really thought about the leadership role of a mom before. And yet it's all over. It's one of those things that's so obvious when you look back at it. How she guides and takes care of the kids. And she says, "Hey, let's go out. Let's go have a picnic. And come and help me. Help me put together the spam musubi and all of these things." These are leadership kinds of things. Now, leadership has a lot of different dimensions to it. And so leadership includes inspiring your child. Not just going through the motions and taking care of the needs, but speaking words of encouragement into your child. Proverbs 31:15 says, "She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness." So watching over the affairs of the household really means the moms are managers of the household. And it's essential because men often went out to work. They're out of the house. If the dad's not there, who's going to manage the household? The mom. It just makes sense. And I like this sharing that Ruth Wong gave us. She said, "My mother was a dreamer. When she was a child in Japan, she told her classmates that one day she would go to America as a schoolgirl. They said she was crazy, But my mother did come to America as a college student. She realized her dream and taught me to be a dreamer too. Ruth Wong's mother inspired her, didn't just do her thing, but also spoke words of inspiration into Ruth's heart. And Ruth was able to follow and absorb that spirit of being able to pursue your dreams. Ruby Mira shares this one. She says, "My mother treated all of her children fairly, 7 of us. Whenever we visited, she would divide evenly whatever she wanted to give us to take home. She was so proud of her children." The idea of fairness here is so important, isn't it? Lenson, I don't know his last name, but he was at the youth thing last night, the youth night. Lenson from Paradise Chapel, he's the youth minister, came over and he spoke about Joseph. If you remember the story in Genesis about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jacob had 12 sons. One of the youngest ones is Joseph. And he loved Joseph. He loved Joseph more than the other kids. And because he loved Joseph more than the other kids, all the other kids loved Joseph? No, they hated Joseph. They hated that unfairness. And so Ruby says here, "My mother treated all of us fairly." Now that's really hard to do, isn't it? It's really hard to, because kids are not the same. But moms have that task to try to do that. And some moms can really do everything. Roberta shares that, "My mother reminded me of the woman in Proverbs 31. She did everything well and loved her family. She was kind, trustworthy, honest, and generous. And she made dresses and she cooked as well." So these are things that we want to honor moms for. These are just a few things. Now, your mom does not have to be perfect in every way, but God calls us to honor our moms. On Mother's Day, we have a chance to pause and to identify things that are honorable. What her hands have done, it says, we honor her for. How can we honor our moms? First of all, by speaking well of her. In other words, as we say in Hawaii, no talk stink. No talk stink about your mom. There's a slogan that says, familiarity breeds contempt. Everybody has some problems, right, in their lives. And at first, you get to know this person. They're a really wonderful person. And then you get to know a little bit more about them. You say, they have this problem, they have that problem, that problem, that problem. And pretty soon, all your focus is on those problems. Familiarity breeds contempt. Paul, the Apostle Paul, says in Philippians 4:8, he says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." I share this at pretty much every time at an interment or burial service. And I say, you know, those of you who are closest to your loved one are going to see not only the good parts, but you're going to see a lot of the ugliest parts. The Apostle Paul, one of the most foremost writers in the Bible, gives you more than just an permission, but an instruction to take the delete key and delete all the ugly parts in your memory about people. Delete it. My mom wasn't there for here. Delete it. My mom hurt me. Delete it. Oh, my mom made some eggs. Oh, keep that one. You know, my mom took us to the beach. Oh, keep that one. Speak well of her by your life and actions. Honor her with your life and actions. Proverbs 17:25 says, "Foolish children bring grief to their father and bitterness to the one who gave them birth." In other words, their mother. The Bible tells us to reflect your mom's good traits so that when you're going about your day and somebody asks you or thinks about what your mom was like, that you would be such a person, they would be able to say, "Your mother must have done a good job with you." Now, whether or not your mother did a good job with you, whether or not she was even there, I know there are people who do not even know their mother. There are a number of people in this congregation. There are a number of people whose mothers may be abusive. So what? Walk in such a way that somebody's going to ask you and say, your mother must have done a good job with you. By your life and actions, you can honor your mother. And finally, through thoughtful actions. If your mother is living, we can do the things that we normally do for Mother's Day. Take her out. Buy her flowers. When I was a kid, I was walking home one day, and I was moved by this particular event because I just thought, I was walking by a flower shop, which I walk by all the time, and I think I had a quarter in my hand or something, and I said, I'm going to buy some flowers for my mom. I stopped by, I bought some flowers for my mom, I walked home, and I gave it to her, and I said, here, Mom, these are for you. She cried. I thought, whoa. It's just a little thing, but it was so meaningful to her. So today, we pause to honor our moms today. And in this congregation, there are not only our moms who are not here, but there are moms in our congregation as well. So we want to bless you. We want to honor you today. We hope that we'll be able to have good thoughts about our mom. Things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. And we think those things about our moms. Lord, we want to do that today. With our songs, with a special things that we're going to do as we close up our service today, Lord. I pray that you would just allow us to enjoy moms and Mother's Day. This should be a really uplifting time. And I pray that it would be, Lord, because you have given us the pattern to honor our fathers and mothers. And we honor our moms here today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.